Nina Mani, welcome to this audio introduction of Dear Sun, based on the book edited by Thomas Mayo. The world premiere season of Dear Sun is co-produced by Queensland Theatre Company and State Theatre Company of South Australia. The Adelaide season is presented at the Odeon Theatre in Norwood. Due to the noise of the venue heating system, the company is not able to run it during the show, so please dress warmly. Performance runs 70 minutes with no interval. This production contains culturally sensitive stories and may contain images of those who have died. It contains mild coarse language and the use of theatrical haze. The live audio description will be given by Catherine Fitzgerald and Kay Jamison. Thomas Mayo, a Kurrareg Aboriginal and Kalkagal Eribamlay Torres Strait Islander man, invited 12 First Nation male contributors to write a letter to their son or father. His book Dear Son brought together a range of perspectives celebrating masculinity. First Nation theatre makers Isaac Grandich and John Harvey then transformed those powerful letters of love, hope and healing into a stage adaptation of the same name. Through story and song, Dear Son honours the rich traditions and wisdoms of fathers passed down through generations, while also exploring challenges faced by First Nation men today. The play witnesses the importance of family, the power of culture, and the enduring strength of the human spirit. As the audience enters the theatre, we are drawn into a space inspired by beach shacks erected up and down the coast of the Torres Strait Islands. Primarily built to provide shade, men gravitate to them, particularly at sunset. These shacks, often built from repurposed materials, offer a place to relax and enjoy the coastal environment, and to yarn, a kind of men's shed. Facing the seating block on a low, raised stage is a replica of one of those shacks. It's an open framework of wooden uprights and crossbeams, 8 metres wide, 3 metres deep, and 3.5 metres high. It's covered with a slightly sloping roof of rusty sheets of corrugated iron. The shack sits on the white beach sand that covers the stage. Two solid wooden picnic tables are set under cover of the roof, the long side facing us. Each table has a two-person wooden bench behind it and in front. A hurricane lamp is on each table. They call the shack the cookhouse. On the sand in front of the cookhouse is a small fire pit. Flickering light provides atmosphere like flames of a burning fire. To the left of the cookhouse is a leafy tree. It's about 4 metres high with several branches. It's not a specific type of tree. It has a rough bark and represents all the different countries of the men and where their stories and experiences come from. An A4-sized Indigenous flag is fixed to a low branch. An old sheet is slung over another branch. A guitar and 5 rolled-up woven reed mats are propped against the base of the tree. To the right of the cookhouse is another framework structure, about 1.5 metres wide and 0.5 metre deep, with upright supports that stand the same height as the cookhouse. This has no roof. When the men arrive at the cookhouse, they carry several small beams and sheets of corrugated iron to make repairs to this structure. It houses the barbecue, a 44-gallon drum sliced in half lengthways, which sits on a supporting bench. A hurricane lamp, barbecue implements, and a black apron are hung on nails, as is a tiny blackboard with rules scribbled on it. Propped behind the barbecue are 2 old Malvern Star bicycles. A white plastic chair leans against an upright of the cookhouse. Directly behind the cookhouse is a semicircular shaped screen onto which act and scene titles are projected, as well as lighting. Both are used to indicate mood, location, or time of day, like the setting sun, or the blue-green of underwater, or lightning flashes. Sometimes white downlights are used to highlight the men individually, to separate them from the background. Photos of family members are also projected onto the screen, and over the men. Projection of text is used a lot onto the structures as well as onto the men, the sand, and the semicircular screen. The handwritten words in white script are familial and positive words describing men of their culture: father, son, brother, uncle, and healer. Gradually, derogatory and abusive words in a blue colonial style font appear. Words like savage, primitive, drunk, and bung, obliterating the positive words. The five First Nation male actors are not introduced as specific characters, but they share the storytelling, becoming people in each other's stories. These include fathers, sons, and uncles, policemen, a mother, and a startled white woman. Small changes in clothing indicate a different character. Each actor has multiple jackets and shirts that they remove and put on during the play. Most of their clothing is in earthen tones, subdued browns and blues. Jimmy Barney is a Torres Strait Islander of the Wadigudum people. He's in his late 40s, full-figured with a rounded stomach. His hair is dark and tightly curled, and his expression welcoming. He's clean-shaven and stands centred with shoulders back, movements considered. Aaron Pedersen is an Arunda and Arabana man. In his mid-50s, he has slightly receding, short-cropped, grizzled hair and beard, with broad shoulders and a strong build. His movements, whether frustrated or enthusiastic, are often energetic and abrupt. Kirk Page is of Mulanjali, Torres Strait Islander, German and Welsh descent. In his early 50s, of average build, he has tufted grey hair and a clean-shaven, mobile face. His cheeks form a perfect parenthesis around his infectious smile, and his eyes crinkle with laugh lines. Wanniga Blanco is a proud Indigenous man from the Mare Island and the Payenkiwik people, Cape York. In his 40s, he has a lean face with large, expressive eyes and an aquiline nose. His hair is dark, and he has a closely trimmed beard and moustache. He is tall and toned, with well-defined arm muscles, shown by the black sleeveless tank top he wears over grey sweatpants and running shoes. Dibian Wiles is a proud Wagame, Girame and Kalkadoon man from North Queensland. In his 30s, he has a shorter, stocky build and a way of tilting his head in quizzical query that often raises a laugh. He has dark hair with a fuller beard and moustache, and changes his voice distinctively when playing other characters. He plays the guitar and leads each song. Production credits: creative director and co-adapter Isaac Grandich, co-adapter John Harvey, set designer Kevin O'Brien, costume designer Delvine Cockatoo Collins, lighting designer David Walters, video designer Craig Wilkinson, composer and sound designer Will Hughes, choreographer and movement director Wanniga Blanco, associate lighting designer Eben Love, associate composer and sound designer Patrick Mao, and assistant director Tibian Wiles, assistant construction and set designer Liam Mazza, vocal coach Marcus Oborn, happiness consultant Vinnie Pedersen, stage manager Pip Loth, assistant stage manager Carmen Evans. The Odeon Theatre is located at 57A Queen Street, Norwood. The audio described performances are on Saturday 9th of August at 2 p.m. with a touch tour commencing at 1 p.m. and on Monday 11th of August at 6:30 p.m. with a touch tour commencing at 5:30 p.m. and also a Q&A straight after the Monday show. Tickets are bought through Ticketek. Headsets will be provided by the audio describers immediately after the touch tour. If you're not attending the touch tour, you can collect a pre-booked headset from the foyer box office 1 hour before showtime. The Odeon Theatre is wheelchair accessible and guide dog friendly. With prior notice, seats are removed from the front row on ground level for wheelchairs. There is an accessible toilet at the Odeon Theatre. As you enter the foyer, there is a small bar at the left-hand end of the foyer. It will be open before the show. The bar and venue are cashless, that is, card payment only. There is a loading zone immediately out the front of the Odeon Theatre in Queen Street for drop-offs. Please plan your journey to arrive at the venue at least 30 minutes before the advertised start time, as it can take more than 15 minutes to find free street parking near the Odeon Theatre. Nearest public transport stops: Bus Stop 10, The Parade, North Side; Bus Stop 10, The Parade, South Side. The Parade in Norwood offers a wide variety of dining options, from fast foods to pubs to restaurants. For more information on audio-described performances, please contact Access to Arts using the email address audio.describer@accesstoarts.org.au or voice text 0415 090 547, or speak to one of the audio describers at the theatre. These introductory notes have been produced by Kay Jamieson and Catherine Fitzgerald for Access to Arts.